Today we continue to talk about the book called The Mind Nature and the Five Skandhas. Last section that we talked about is the contents of this book. And before we go into the chapters, for the first chapters regarding about the interrelated causes on the 12 nidanas. So before we talk about the chapters regarding about the 12 nidanas, first of all, we have to explain the 12 nidanas in a map in a precise way. In terms of the past, present, and future times, or past, present, and future life within the two levels of cause and consequences. So, first of all, we have to explain about what is the 12 nidanas is all about. Ignorance first come with the 12 nidanas is the ignorance. Ignorance including greediness, hatred, idiot, arrogance, suspicion. That kind of seed that planted in the eighth Vijnanat consciousness. The ignorance, including that kind of seed, initiates an urge. That means to induce the eighth Vijnana to deviate into a self insisted coil of seventh Vijnana. So it is the functions of the ignorance is all about, because it can induce it into a cell coiled of seven Vijnana. So what is called ignorance? Because all the seeds that planted in is full of greediness, hatred, idiot idea, arrogance, behavior, and suspicious thinking. So that kind of karma seeds already planted in our eighth Vijnana consciousness. So it will induce an urge or a force or a karma force to rebirth. So we can call it the ignorance. The ignorance is like a static engine to urge an action to take place. So together with the urge, it's like the engine working mechanism, making that kind of in function, making the self, the Vijnana in function. Self, the Vijnana consciousness, now in action, weighed as to rebirth again. So, the eighth the jnana consciousness, we call it, is the first vijnana consciousness that inherit all kinds of karma seeds. But in terms of the present life, dominant seed driven on to reinforce the eighth vijnana consciousness to enter into the embryo-like formed of reincarnation. We call it the embryo-like of matter form. In Indian words, it's called Zi Jie Nu Nan. When translated into Chinese, it's called Zi Jie Nu Nan. So in English, it's like an embryo-like for matter. So when the embryo started, we have to enter with our consciousness mind, that is our eighth vijnana consciousness. So together with the embryo-like of matter form of life, together with the mind consciousness, that regarding to our eight vijnana consciousness, the two together we call it Namarupa. Namarupa in Indian words, we can explain it in English that we just explained it, including two parts. Nema, regarding to the spiritual part of the self, that is the eighth vijnana consciousness. And then the other part is the rupa. The rupa, in Indian words, can be explained as the matter form of life. That's regarding to our embryo, like formed of matter. So Namarupa, in psychological terms, nowadays we can call it as similar as the eagle cell. But when we started to enter into the matter-like form of the embryo, this eighth vijnana consciousness begins to deviate it into the seventh self vijnana consciousness, and further divided into the sixth differentiating vijnana consciousness, and also the previous five vijnana consciousness regarding as the eye, ear, nose, tongue and mouth. And also with the consciousness, that is the six kinds of senses. So this is the eight vijnana consciousness is all about. The eight Vijnana consciousness, we can call it in Chinese term, is the mind set of consciousness. Is including 8 kinds that was mentioned about. But in fact, it's the 8th one, it's the last one. When our life is ended, our body is dead, the 8th Vijnana consciousness is the 8th Alaya. The 8th Alaya Vijnana consciousness is the last Vijnana consciousness. Get out of the body, the dead body. But in fact, when the karma force to force ourself or our consciousness to rebirth again into another embryo again, the 8th Alaya Vijnana consciousness, it is also the first consciousness that enters into the embryo. So the 8th Alaya Vijnana consciousness is the very important consciousness within the 8 kinds of consciousness. Because all the other rest of it, all the other 6, 7th, and the previous and the other 5th kinds of consciousness are originated from the 8th Anaya Vijnana consciousness. So it's a very, very important Buddhist concepts regarding to our mind consciousness. So we have to explain a little bit more about it before we go into deep into the 12 Nidanas. Because with the 8th Anaya Vijnana consciousness, that including all kinds of karma seeds, but some of them are not in a dominant way, and some of them are in a dominant way. So with the dominant karma seeds, that will represent in their next life. So the 8th Anaya Vijnana consciousness bring these all the karmas, whether it is a dominant way or indominant way, will enter into the next life of embryo. But under the influence of the dominant karma seeds. So once it enters into the matter form of embryo, just we call it as the Namarupa. So within our womb, the mother's womb at least, or about 10 months, times of growing in the mother's womb. So together with the physical type of the body, and also as well as the mind consciousness growing with a full set of the 8 kinds of the Vijnana consciousness that originated from the 8th Alaya, Vijñāna consciousness. So in fact, the ignorance and the urge together is from the past life. The past life of traits regarding as the ignorance and the urge to enter into the embryo of this life. So once enter into this life of embryo, we have to explain a bit more about the time spot. Once our Alaya Vijñāna consciousness enter into the embryos, why it can be grown up as a male or female? Because our Alaya Vijñāna consciousness with the dominant karma seeds, when seeing our mothers in a gratitude way, the cell will be as a male gender. So in other way, if our Alaya Vijñāna consciousness seeing our faces of the father-like images, the cell become very happy to seeing the male kind of face. That our life with that kind of embryo that we're grown up will be as a gender of a female. So the opposite sex attraction is a matter of factors that can be represented in the favor of ourselves, in a way that what kind of gender that we are born. So in other words, reincarnation of giving birth again and again is mainly on one factor, is desire of love or desire for craving or sex. So after the Nimarupa begins to grow, our body size in the mother's womb growing bigger and bigger, and our mind consciousness had already in the full set of the eight kinds. So is all get ready for our seventh cell concept, which is now a consciousness to work with, together with our sixth differentiating Vijñāna consciousness to work with the perceptions when the baby exposure to the external world once is giving birth. So is all get ready, our body and mind. So it enter into the fifth stages. Once the baby is born, and all the external stimuli that a baby perceived would induce crying, because the light are flashing, the sound are blooming louder when compared within the mother's womb. So all the touching are so stimulated into our skin. So that kinds of factors or by the external stimulus would induce the baby's crying, because it's a big difference when compared with our mother's womb, that is so gentle and soft. But now, once at birth, to the external world, all kinds of strong stimulants are bombarding the baby. So it would induce the baby's crying. So it is not a good experience. It's rather a very bad feeling once it's giving birth, or once it's born. So the body matter, like of embryo, just what I mentioned, is grows gradually in a full length in its maturity status. Birth will be followed to expose the cell to this outer world. The living being now is born with the first contact through the five organ senses to the outer stimulants of the light, sound, smell, taste and touch. The organs with the senses perceived it through the five vijñanas consciousness are under control by the sixth differentiating vijñana consciousness and the seventh self-concept vijñana consciousness, for which are the keys of the perceptions and feeling. So once the feeling grows stronger, here comes with craving. So a grown-up person will aggregate our feelings inside our mind for craving. So makes one think and plan for the actions of taking that we love. So under the taking, for the one we love, one will having the karma seed planted in the eight anaya, vijñana consciousness. So that means in a present life, all sort of actions or behaviors that making us to induce another karma seed that were planted again in the eighth alaya, vijñana consciousness. So that will implicate that it will influence for the next life again. For the present time, that for what we have done. So why these two levels of cause and consequences? Because of this characters of present life that are already influenced by the past life, that makes me what kind of person that I would like, or what kind of personality that I'm having. That is the karma influence by the previous life. But in fact, during this present life, our behavior or actions or things that we've done would also generate a karma seed or karma force for our future life. So that is causes again. So consequences of this life were making another karma seed that were planted in our eighth, the Jnana consciousness, for our future life again. So consequences is also the causes. Causes is also the consequences within this time frame. So that is why we call it past, present, future life within the two levels of cause and consequences for these 12 nidanas. So once we have the craving, we have to take action to plant, to grab our love that will induce another karma seed or karma force that will be planted in our eighth, Alaya Vijanana consciousness. So that kind of karma seed or karma force will enforce again to reborn again. So once we have craving, once we have doing deeds, once we have the karma force, life will be again and again without the end within the cycle of reincarnation. So that is the rebirth cycle is all about. So once we are born in this present life, we became growing old by the time so time will tell, time won't state, time will drag along with our life. To reincarnate again and again. So aging and death is the consequences of birth that nobody can escape it. So, in fact, it's not our body getting aging, and also as well as our mind. Because our thought, our mind's analysis, or mind power of concentration, became gradually deteriorating by the time. So our mind is deteriorating in aging, and as well as our body. So our body were getting sick, and as well as our mind were getting old. So when a life comes to an end, with all our karma seed that planted in our eighth alaya consciousness, once the body is gone, became certified death, our alaya, the eighth alaya consciousness, Vijnana consciousness, will comes out from our dead body, and also influenced by our karma force to rebirth again into another next life of mother's womb again. So again and again, within the 12th Nidanas, that is all the life and death is all about. So we finished the explanation about the map of 12 Nidanas. And the next chapters will be on the interrelated causes on the 12 Nidanas. And we'll see you soon.